Welcome back, everybody, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My producer with me, as always and ever, fancy Brian Kelly. We're talking about speeding tickets and the like, because apparently we both like to speed and like to have speeding tickets issued. Lots of enforcement here in the state of Wisconsin. We're apparently the second highest state in the country for speeding tickets, tied with Ohio. I had asked all of you, when was your last speeding ticket? Do you think this is enforcement or speeding or a bit of both? 855-752-4842. I also promised you all that I would share my last little story about accidents. I have not gotten a speeding ticket in, I can't even remember when. I cannot remember.
I got a lot of them when I was young. Then my license was suspended. And then I was in.
You learned the hard way.
And then I was in Chicago without a license for a long time.
Public transportation is helpful.
I love public transportation.
Me too. So I had two speeding tickets when I was young. I was 18 years old. So I'll tell you the story of my two speeding tickets back to back when I was 18. And then I'll tell you about my two recent little fender benders. So when I was 18, I, like every young person, you drive stupidly. You just do. And I am frequently late. It's still a bad habit to this day. All of my friends know you have to tell me a half, like if the party starts at 8, 7 is probably a safe time to tell me. I have a tardiness issue. I apologize to everyone whom I'm frustrated over the years. So when I was 18, still had a tardiness problem, always rushing, got two speeding tickets like 30 days apart. And they weren't like small. It was 20 miles per hour over some hefty margin. So I had to break this news to my parents because I was still on their insurance, of course. So you'll all love this. Here's a little pro tip. When breaking bad news, especially if you have to break really bad news to someone, I suggest you do it as you're walking in to preferably some very, very happy, fun event that's in public with a lot of people. Like, just as you're walking in the door, okay? My parents, they still tell this story. I think I've shared this with you all. I was very lucky to get a full ride academic scholarship to Marquette University. Very fortunate. And so when did I tell my parents about my two speeding tickets less than 30 days apart? Oh, yes. When we were walking into the scholarship banquet honoring the 10 Bradley scholars that got the full rides. As the door was opening, I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you both. I might have gotten two speeding tickets within 30 days.
Might have.
I love you. Let's go celebrate my free ride to college. Let's put, see, in perspective, it's like free college tuition. What's a couple of speeding tickets? They still tell that story. So, yes, if breaking really bad news, do it in public and preferably at a joyous event.
So go back in time and win a scholarship is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Go back in time, earn a scholarship, and then break the news when the scholarships happen.
That was literally the most ideal circumstance.
Oh, I know. That's amazing to walk into. That's good. That's good.
They almost didn't get mad because
opportunism is great.
Right. Timing is everything, as they say.
For sure.
So most recently, I was in the throes of trying to make the decision to come to Civic Media. And I was super stressed out about it. I wasn't sleeping well. And I was in a county board meeting for like 8 hours that day. And like all old buildings, government or otherwise, the heat is either like blasting or off. So it was like 80 degrees in the room. It was really stifling.
It's stuffy.
Hadn't had enough to eat. And I was so stressed out, got in my car, my beater. I drove a beater. Loved it. It had leather interior, moonroof, 6 CD changer. I mean, it was luxurious.
You
got to
be my
regard.
Friend Kevin, man.
Got in the car. I was completely zoned out driving home, eyes straight ahead. And I like slow rolled at maybe 20 miles an hour into the back of the vehicle immediately in front of me.
Just staring dead at it. Yeah. I know exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I've avoided that like 15 times. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
Huh. So that was one which precipitated the demise of the beater. Which led to the new speedy fun car. A little irresponsible, but paid for in cash. Bought the new fun car. Had the car for 30 hours. I was in hour 30. Was backing out of a driveway and a 20-year-old woman texting swiped my bumper.
Great stuff.
$7,000 worth of damage. Ta-da!
So even when you're paying attention, you can run into stuff, and then you can be victim of other people when you are paying attention, actually.
Exactly. Folks, Mary from Wauwatosa, when was your last speeding ticket? Do you think it's enforcement or speeding or both that puts us second in the nation for speeding tickets?
Hey, Maggie, I'm not a speeder, so I really can't fess up about that. I remember years ago I heard the idea, don't race the clock with a car, and that's probably, you know, kept me in line here. But appreciate your having David Crowley on about Milwaukee County's slow initiative. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Steve O'Connell from the Sherman Park area. A lot of credit for raising this need decades ago. He used to have we neighbors standing out on Capitol Drive in Fond du Lac with our signs asking people to slow down. And lastly, the drivers that I least like to share the road with because they're not sharing are the drivers of the large vehicles like 4x4 and SUVs. They're guilty, too, of aggressive driving. So the car that's, and I drive the speed limit or, you know, no more than 5 over. But the car that's, you know, the vehicle is big in my rearview mirror. And, again, aggressive driving are one of those big vehicles.
Yeah, they can be really spooky, especially if they're speeding and then riding your bumper and it's some huge old SUV. I agree with you, Mary. I get nervous. I move over. Oh, you want to go real fast? Go ahead.
I have no problem with moving over for people. If you're going slow, stay on the right side. If you're going fast, go to the left. And if someone's coming up behind you, move over. Yeah. It's a lot easier. Let them go.
Share the road.
Let them go.
Troy from Mount Horeb, when was your last speeding ticket? What is your comment, sir, this afternoon?
It's been a while. I don't even remember my last speeding ticket, but I was coming out of Rosendale going to Waupun.
Yep.
In my corrections uniform. I was working, and I've got kind of a lead foot anyway, so I was driving, and a cop pulled me over and started bawling me out.
Oh, for real? With your CO uniform?
Yeah.
Hey, we're from the same team.
What if I was on your unit and I broke the rules and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, you know what? He's not even asked me for my driver's license yet. So I just sat there and took it.
Well, that is, did you end up getting a ticket or did he just chew you out?
No, he just chewed me out and then turned around and walked off.
Well, you got lucky, sir. Troy, so, I'm glad you snuck out of that.
Absolutely.
I've been to the Waupun facility. Thank you for your service up there. Being a CO is a damn hard job. Derek from Wausau, what's your speeding story? When did you get your ticket last? All that good stuff. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. So I got my last speeding ticket. I was driving. I lived in Louisville, Kentucky at the time, but I was moving to South Carolina like a week later. But I was going to visit my roommate's family in Youngstown, Ohio. So I was driving like 5 hours through Ohio. And outside of Columbus, I stopped to fill up for gas. And a police officer pulled up behind me and said that an airplane clocked me going 16 over the speed limit.
An airplane?
An airplane clocked me going 16 over the speed limit.
Did you say, like, what are you even talking about?
They do have aircraft enforced enforcement zones, and they put up signs.
For real?
Speed aircraft enforced. Yeah, they're all over the state here, as well as all over the country, too.
I hate that story, Derek. I mean, I love it. Thank you for calling. But
I've never had a speeding ticket in my life. I've never had a speeding ticket in my life. And I get this one, and I had my cruise set at 70 miles per hour. They knew that I would not appear to dispute it because I live 4 hours away. So I ended up paying the $110 speeding ticket, and my insurance rates went up.
Yes, I'm sure they did. Derek, thank you so much for calling and listening. Annie from Watertown, when was your last ticket?
Well, I had an accident that I was going to mention.
Go for it.
I made a right turn on red, and apparently it offended one of the many people waiting at my left for the light to turn, which it did fairly immediately after I had made the turn. Lots of traffic around me, and this guy's beeping and beeping his big truck on my rear end, and he somehow got around, and then he pulled in front of me, hit the brakes. I hit the brakes. He lets up, and then hit the brakes again, and then I hit him, totaled my car. And if it wasn't for him walking around screaming, hollering, and yelling at me, which, you know, that's the thing. If I would have had a gun, I could have shot him, right? Just crazy, crazy guy. And if it wasn't for him making all that noise, where there were plenty of witnesses to this guy being a nut.
Yes.
I don't think I would have
gotten out of it
with it, because I rear-ended him. But,
oh, my goodness, Annie. I've had a couple of road rage encounters myself. And when somebody starts raging at me, I always give them the what me worry, like Alfred E. Newman, like, oh, I'm sorry. Give them the wave, like, don't, just to try to diffuse it, like, big smile. Because, I mean, Annie's right. I worry about people driving around with weapons, but I don't want to get into an altercation, even though, you know, I've admitted on the show before, I'm a wee bit of an angry driver. Rageaholic in the car myself.
So my daughter, I used to drive her to preschool all the time, and yep. I was pulled by the teacher after a class, and I picked her up, and she said,
"You mean you were requested to stay after class by the teacher, Brian?"
So your daughter has been playing with cars today, and she was playing really nicely, but she was screaming the F word every time she hit another car. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's on me.
#learned behavior.
So I got hit while driving 80. I got rear-ended while driving 80.
Did you fishtail?
No. Huh. I magically did not fishtail because the guy came directly up behind me and hit me directly behind.
Intentional?
No, it was negligent. The guy was doing I was doing 80. And I was coming back from Madison.
So he must have been going 85, 90.
He must have been doing 100.
Wow.
Because I got impact. Like, I got surged forward when I'm doing 80. So I had changed lanes. He probably didn't see me, and he changed lanes too, and then surged because he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the road rage thing. He did pull over, and he was
angry.
He seemed a little mad until I got out of the car, and then he was like...
And then you unfurled your 6'5" of you?
Yes, and he was like, oh, that was my bad. And I got him on tape.
Saying it?
I pulled out my phone. I just said... This is your fault? He's like, yes, this is my fault. I did this, and I got it all of it.
Perfect. Good
Didn't have to do anything. It wasn't damaged because it was under the threshold of what my bumper could take, but it surged my car forward. I got rear-ended.
Going 80. That's horrifying. I got swiped once on the expressway going like a goodly amount. That almost scared me to death because the car like kind of... I'm an excellent driver, recovered. Road America, here I come. Kurt from Madison, when was your last ticket?
February of this year, and I'm going to call it entrapment. Verona exit, got to the lighted intersection, turned left. Car was coming over the lane, so it's focusing on the car. So the speed limit sign for 35 is right at the intersection, so you had to drive another third of a mile down that frontage road to get to see a sign for 35. So it was a frontage road, no homes, no nothing. So I did 45, saw the sign, slowed down. Then I saw the police officer parked there, and I got the ticket.
Go ahead.
I challenged it in court.
Did you win?
In court, but over the phone. No. It was the matter of fact, the attorney in Verona was very belligerent.
That's lovely. Were you like, hey, Llama, how about a little something for the effort? I applaud you showing up and advocating for yourself, Kurt. We'll wrap it up. We're all almost at the top of the hour, folks. We, of course, have Maggie and the Millionaires clocking in at the top of the hour. You're not going to want to miss that. And we're going to listen to J.D. Vance getting booed at an event when we come back. We might even talk about these weird... Donald Trump seems to be on a retweeting binge. And he's, of course, saying terribly sexist things about women and the vice president. We'll do all that when we come back. I'm Maggie Nawn. He's Fancy Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all.
Too fast, too furious.